StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome everybody to our regular startup news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. You have tuned in to the deep dive of our startup news, the second part of our monthly news coverage here at StartupRate.io. You have listened in the first part. We were talking about the general top news of this month, and now we will have take a closer look at some of the most interesting companies here. First of all, though, we have a little look at the mood of the market, which we always do. November felt like a bit like a market switching from sugar highs to protein, we could say. So a bit like fewer flashy apps, more industrial AI, robotics, defense systems, sovereign cloud capacity. It all felt a bit more substantiated than we were probably used to. And we see that across the DACH region, Deutschland, Österreich, Schweiz, Austria, and Switzerland, and Europe, the story wasn't growth at any cost, but building infrastructure that to make the next decade possible. We see that AI is shifting more and more from being a marketing gimmick to a bit of an industrial backbone, capital flowing accordingly, even though word of caution, obviously there's still a lot of hopes in the market, I guess. And we see that despite tighter conditions, the region is delivering a surprising might with 1.8 billion euros in fresh VC funds and more than 400 million euros in startup raises, even after we cut everything below 20 million euros. So there's a whole additional layer to this that we're not even counting. Theme one. AI becomes industrial infrastructure. I already said it. AI's transformation from a hype to a hardware level infrastructure is accelerating this month. We are seeing that Anthropic is opening hubs in Munich and Paris. Flexion raised big to power humanoid autonomy. And enterprises rushed for vertical AI stacks in healthcare, robotics, logistics, and fraud prevention. Schwarz's group, 11 billion euro sovereign compute blitz that we talked about in our first part of this overview. And then we see that the message becomes clear. Compute scarcity is now a strategic market, not anymore a technical inconvenience. Theme number two. Deep tech and defense are going mainstream. Europe is leaning hard into sovereignty tech this month, and the funding flows are becoming more and more geopolitical. We are seeing that Quantum Systems is marching toward a 3 billion euro valuation. We already talked about this in the first part of this. Reflex Aerospace is scoring a record raise, and Vienna is positioning itself more and more as a crypto sovereignty hub. Multiple defense tech funds are launched to fill the continent's strategic gap. So, yeah, this is just as a little wrap-up, roundup in the beginning. But you got two more themes right now that we are witnessing and seeing right now for us too.
Yes. Fintech, climate tech, and industrial tech tighten up. Fintech continued its great normalization arc. Berlin pushed for European leadership, complaints at Trade Republic are spiking at 133%, crypto platforms maturing into compliance first machines, and Swiss players raising institutional grade treasury rounds. Climate and industrial tech meanwhile deliver some of the month's strongest momentum. Recommerce, energy optimization, industrial inspection, and manufacturing automation all pulled in capital that once flowed into consumer apps. Across our deep dive, we track 400 plus million euros in fundraising, even with a hard cutoff. We did this the first time for this news at 20 million. Otherwise, we could talk for hours. A polite way of saying the pipeline was overflowing. For why the funding backdrop, revisit our regional breakdown. Corrections, layoffs, and record founder wave. Not every storyline was upbeat, unfortunately. Insolvency hit insolvencies hit robotics, fintech, and biotech. Personio and JobRat announced layoffs, and regulatory pressure kept rising across subscription models, mobility, health tech, and financial services. But in true European fashion, destruction came bundled with creation. Entrepreneurship hit a multi-decade high with 27,000 plus new founders entering the arena. The ecosystem is tightening, but it's also maturing. Deeper, faster, more industrial. Now buckle up, our top stories ahead. Got straight into AI, defense tech, fintech, robotics, and sovereign cloud. Biotech and a surprisingly bullish capital cycle. Our sponsor, a quick break for something every founder should hear. One leak on the dark web can mean account takeovers, impersonation, or board-level crisis. That's why we partnered with NordStella, a business-grade threat exposure platform from the team behind NordVPN. It gives you early signals before attackers escalate with data breach and dark web monitoring, attack surface discovery, and cyber squatting detection. You'll spot exposed credentials, shadow IT, and fake domains fast. Startup Radio listeners get a 20% Black Friday discount. Go to nordstella.com/startupradio. And when talking with sales, use the code BlackFriday20. Good until December 10th, 2025. Two good news about two of our former guests. Scavenger AI, a former guest, has secured $2.5 million in seed funding to bring AI-powered business intelligence to Europe's mid-market. And our former guest, Munich-based Edurino, has won the Finale da Hoam at 7Ventures Pitch Day 2025. Also, we are now officially scoring at number 78 in F6S Top 100 Startups. This is amazing. Thank you for everybody who's taking the journey with us. Keep in mind that there are millions of startups out there. And now, let's go a little bit into the ad break, and then Chris takes over with the ecosystem.
Welcome back from the ads. And now let's have a look at the ecosystem of the startup scene influencing the startup scene worldwide in Europe and in the DACH region. First off, the worldwide news. We are seeing that authorities have dismantled a major international cybercrime network involved in large-scale internet fraud and credit card theft. Suspects were arrested across multiple European countries as well. The group is accused of running sophisticated phishing, malware, payment card schemes, causing extensive financial damage to consumer and businesses. We have a bit more about that in Manager Magazine. In Europe, we see that Politico is reporting that the European Commission is courting top investors for a multi-billion euro scale-up fund designed to bridge the growth stage financing gap and keep more European tech champions at home instead of losing them to the United States or to Asian buyers. This is something that's a bit more crucial for later stage founders in Germany and Austria and Switzerland. So because it's a region where Series C plus capital is often a bottleneck between strong product market fit and global leadership. This is something you can also explore in venture capital. Germany, a global and regional comparison in 2024, which is a post on our website. EU Startups is reporting that European startups are rapidly building anti-deepfake and fraud detection solutions, since we are seeing that AI-enabled fraud losses are surpassing 1.3 billion euros, with new companies are now focusing on voice, video, ID verification, and transaction monitoring. This is especially important for the DACH fintech and regtech founders, since regulators are now tightening their expectations and banks are looking for more robust AI-native fraud stacks. Trending Topics highlights a powerful new founder wave across Europe, with almost 60% more people starting companies in 2025 than in 2023, and over 27,000 founders launching ventures, and that is all an all-time high. Reasons for that are lower entry barriers, from no-code tools to stronger founder networks, generally in all enabling entrepreneurship across age groups and regions. More about that can also be found not only on Trending Topics, but also on our website. VC Magazin analyzes how medtech startups in Europe are being stress tested by tighter funding conditions and evolving regulation. But they are also noting that resilient companies are still raising and bringing products to the market.
I found this approach actually pretty funny because they're stress tested by tighter funding conditions. You don't say tighter funding conditions. You say the good ones get stress tested. I like that approach.
Yeah. I'm also being stress tested constantly in this show. So the EU has abandoned plans for blanket suspicionless scanning of private messenger traffic for child abuse material, dropping one of the most controversial chat control proposals in the ongoing legislative package. So, to take a step back here, the discussion is always, okay, how much can the European Union, can countries in the European Union and the authorities scan without having a specific suspicion against someone? And so, we are seeing now that there's a political discussion about this. In an interview with NTV, a German news channel, we heard that the automotive expert Ferdinand Dudenhofer, having a reputation for decades now as being one of the most knowledgeable experts of the automotive industry in Germany, calls the dispute around Dutch-controlled chip maker Nexperia a conflict provoked by the US, linking export controls and ownership battles to broader geopolitical power plays in semiconductors. This is all important because we see here the vulnerability of a German industry to foreign policy decisions in Washington and Beijing. And we are seeing that this is kind of the backdrop for the DACH region's chip and hardware startups trying to position themselves as important players in de-risked supply chains. Moving on from the European perspectives to specific perspectives in Germany, Handelsblatt has an analysis warning that the ongoing chip crisis could push Germany into a third consecutive year of recession. Because we are seeing supply bottlenecks and geopolitical frictions around players like Nexperia. And DACH startups, especially in mobility, robotics, and industrial Internet of Things, are now suffering from this macro pressure because it's hurting customers, but it also accelerates demand for efficiency and reshoring solutions. And as always, a brief look at the IFO Business Climate Index, the Geschäftsklima Index, Germany's premier business sentiment barometer, dipping to 88.1 points in November from 88.4 points in October and missing analyst expectations. All of it confirming that German companies are losing optimism about near-term recovery. I'm not losing that optimism because I will recover by handing it over to you.
I really, really had to laugh when you're talking about that you were stress tested here in the program. Manager Magazine profiles Austrian pet tech startup Tractive, which now exceeds a 1 billion euro valuation with its GPS enabled smart collars that let owners track pets in real time and monitor their activity. A new analysis reported by Der Brutkasten finds that European deep tech startups could create up to 1 million new jobs and add around 1 trillion in value to the EU economy by 2030 if funding volumes roughly triple to 28 billion annually. Tech Funding News reports that Vienna is emerging as a contender for Europe's next major crypto hub. Driven by regulatory clarity, strong academic talent, and a growing concentration of blockchain startups. Switzerland startup Ticker reports that 172 million Swiss francs in fresh capital has been deployed into Swiss growth stage startups across multiple sectors, including, of course, biotech, fintech, and industrial deep tech. The funding wave reflects sustained investor confidence in Switzerland's ability to translate strong research foundations into scale-ready companies. the general news, tech news, and company news. We are talking a little bit about VC news and new funds. I'll just hit the highlights here. As we said, more than 1.6 billion in new funding raised. Asperity Partners has closed its debut 875 million euro fund targeting Europe's next B2B tech champions. Firgun Ventures has launched a 250 million US dollars fund dedicated to quantum technologies with backing from Qatar Investment Authority. Startbase reports that XANGE has reached a 200 million euros first close for its new early stage fund, XANGE 5, focused on deep tech, climate, fintech, and software across Europe. Also, Startbase reports that Keen Venture Partners has launched a 150 million euro fund dedicated to European defense tech, targeting startups across the buzzword dual use AI, drones, cyber, and secure communications. Armilla Fund 4 has reached its first close at 120 million euros to back early stage tech companies across Iberia and Europe with focus on deep tech, software, and digital information. Oyster Bay raises 100 million US dollar food fund reported by Tech Funding News. Early backer of Oatly, they have closed a 100 million US dollar fund dedicated to sustainable food tech and next generation consumer brands. And Rubio Impact Ventures has raised 70 million euros towards their third fund, targeting European early stage startups in climate, circularity, and social impact. TechEU also reports a new 1 million euros ticket fund created by a coalition of European founders to back early stage startups and, more symbolically, to work towards Europe's first trillion-dollar tech company. A Handelsblatt feature of former Formula One driver Nico Rosberg's Umbrella Fund, shows how the Formula One champion is evolving from direct angel bets into startups like Stark and N8N into fund of funds and co-investment strategies backing top-tier VC firms. Early Bird Health has promoted Dr. Rabab Nasala and Dr. Christopher Masner to partners deepening its specialty bench in biotech and data-driven health as it doubles down on scientific evidence-heavy thesis. Sequoia has launched two new early-stage funds for Europe and described the European founders pool as stronger than ever. That's actually a good sign. They're signaling that the firm sees structural depth in seed and Series A deal flow across the continent. VC Magazine reports that Alex von Frankenberg, longtime managing director of Hightech Gründerfonds, also somebody that I interviewed in German before, in English a few years ago, and just recently on Startup Land, where he actually talked about his new book. I have it here, Das ehrliche Geld, Bitcoin, and he has even signed it for me. That's awesome, isn't it? He will become a venture partner at May Ventures. His move brings one of Germany's most influential early stage investors, responsible for backing hundreds of deep tech, SaaS, and industrial tech startups, in a new strategic role within Europe's landscape. And unfortunately, a little bit sad news, Munich Re is shutting down its corporate venture capital arm, suspending new investments and shifting innovation efforts towards internal product development and strategic partnerships. And I hand over to Chris with the deep tech news.
He wrote a whole book into the book. So much. Nice. Looking at deep tech news, Manager Magazine reports that Celonis is fighting to regain momentum after tensions with SAP over product overlap and market positioning, with the unicorn Celonis doubling down on its AI-driven execution platform. Despite that little infighting, Celonis is now leaning into enterprise expansions, sharpening its product roadmap and courting global customers to reaffirm the category leadership. So we see here that in the DACH tech ecosystem, even top-tier software as a service scale-ups must navigate competitive pressure now. Handelsblatt interviews the CEO of robotics giant KUKA, who's arguing that the company should actually be particularly strong in the DACH region and who is reflecting on competitive pressures, reshoring, and the need for more automation. Stern, German weekly magazine, is reporting that Munich-based AGI Robots will begin serial production of humanoid robots called AGI 1 from early 2026 in Fürstenfeldbruck. The robot is designed with arms, legs, and a head and supposed to work alongside humans and other machines in industrial environments and powered, of course, by an AI model trained on industrial data and a highly precise robotic hand. Business Insider and Gründerszene covers Peak AI, P-E-E-C AI, which has closed its third multi-million euro round within just a year, detailing both the funding and the founders' unusual high salaries. And the report also is illustrating both the continued appetite for AI-native startups in the German market and the emerging debate around compensation expectations in companies that are still very early on in their history. Oberlandesgericht Düsseldorf, so the like Superior Court in the city of Düsseldorf, has ruled that Amazon's 2022 price hike for Prime memberships in Germany was unlawful, finding that the price adjustment clause in the contract was invalid because Amazon could not unilaterally change fees without clear criteria or explicit customer consent. So right now it looks as if millions of German Prime users may be entitled to refunds, and Verbraucherzentrale NRW, which is kind of the customer protection office of the state government in North Rhine-Westphalia, is preparing a collective action lawsuit, sending a signal to subscription-based platforms about having to be more transparent about pricing and their contracts. Anthropic is expanding its global footprint with new hubs in Paris and Munich. We already hinted at this a bit, aiming to serve fast-growing European enterprise demand for cloud-powered AI systems. The company is now planning to hire engineers, policy specialists, and go-to-market teams across the region. Also here, putting an emphasis on Europe, signaling that Europe is an important additional market to the US and maybe Asia. Moving on from deep tech to defense tech, Handelsblatt published a Europe-wide map of leading defense startups, spotlighting venture-backed companies in areas such as drones, space, cybersecurity, and AI across the continent, including obviously several from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And we are seeing more about that also in defense tech Germany, an article on our website where 30% of VC said that they're already investing, 45% said that they're planning to invest more. Biotech news, we don't have anything specific right now, but there will be plenty of news in the funding and M&A section, not the MMA section, that is for fighting. But I'm not going to fight handing over to you for FinTech.
FinTech news. Thanks, Chris. FAZ, one of Germany's largest newspapers, looks at how Berlin wants to become Europe's fintech capital, focusing on the city's dense cluster of neobanks, infrastructure startups, and crypto players, plus support from local politics and regulators. This ambition builds on the narrative of Berlin as Germany's startup powerhouse that you cover in The Rise of Berlin Startups. Germany's startup powerhouse. Complaints against Trade Republic surged by 133%, reports Business Insider, driven by issues around app stability, order execution, and customer support response times. Bitpanda co-founder Eric Demuth becomes executive chairman in Silicon Canals report. He has stepped down into his new role as executive chairman, shifting from operational leadership to more strategic oversight position as the company continues scaling its digital asset investment platform across Europe. McMakler appoints Steve Simmons as new CEO, reports Manager Magazine. The real estate platform has appointed Steve Simmons as its new CEO, bringing experienced leadership as the company navigates a sluggish property market and rising pressure on brokerage margins. Baobab Insurance is expanding its operation and has appointed Tim van Leer to strengthen its leadership team as the company accelerates its digital insurance strategy. The move supports Baobab's push into scalable technology-driven underwriting and customer service models. Chris, you want to talk a little bit general news?
Yes, I do. T-Online notes that the German Retail Association HDE is expecting Black Friday sales in Germany to decline for the first time, especially since inflation and consumer caution are dampening the spending. Handelsblatt profiles Celonis as it pivots from pure process mining into a broader AI-driven execution platform. We already talked about the competition with SAP. More about that can be found on our website and in the Handelsblatt story. The Bayerische Rundfunk, the Bavarian broadcaster BR, is reporting that Bavaria is betting heavily on AI data centers, debating whether a gigafactory scale campus could emerge as a regional anchor for computer and cloud infrastructure. That would have major implications for Munich and Nuremberg area startups in AI and high performance computing. And that already makes me give it back to you, talking about creative destruction.
Creative destruction. Totally. Very sad news from our former guest, Monkey. Trending topic report that Austrian savings app startup Monkey EE has filed for insolvency after failing to do financing, ending a multi-year push to help customers build automated savings habits and healthier financial behavior. Actually, I remember that the vast majority of the users of Monkey have been women, which was totally uncommon, but nonetheless, they could not make it work. This is actually quite uncommon here at Celebrate.io. We have, according to Podchaser, more than 725 episodes live, not including our Founders Vault, and we are aware of only a dozen or so companies that we have interviewed as guests and that filed for insolvency. Sächsische.de profiles biotech founder Nadine Schmieder-Galfe, once celebrated as Saxony's best female founder, who is now taking her high-tech startup through insolvency and openly framing the process as part of entrepreneurial reality. VC Magazine reports that German Bionic, the Augsburg-based robotic scale-up known for its smart exoskeleton, has filed for insolvency after major financing round collapsed. Business Insider reports HR unicorn Personio is cutting staff, with the piece focusing on what affected employees can do now in terms of legal rights, severance, and next steps in job search. For the DACH ecosystem, layoffs at a flagship like this SaaS player shows that even top-tier scale-ups are tightening belts as the funding environment normalizes, despite Personio still being profiled as a national champion in pieces like German startups. Handelsblatt reports that Freiburg-based Jobrad, Germany's leading bicycle leasing platform, is cutting 20% of its workforce as demand normalizes after pandemic era heights. Chris, you want to do some fundraising and access the fun news?
Yes. Let's end on a high note here. So FMC has raised 100 million euros to expand its advanced fiber manufacturing technology, targeting high-performance applications across automotive, industrial, and sustainability-driven sectors. The company wants to use the money in order to build more capacity for European supply chains, seeking lightweight, durable, and low-emission materials. Berlin-based biopharma company 14-4, so that is the number 4, then teen, as in teenager, and then the digit 4 again, has extended its Series C round to 55 million euro to advance development of Prokizumab, that is a complicated word for the antibody therapy to prevent organ failure in acute and critical care settings. The capital now is supposed to support late-stage clinical work and preparations for regulatory approval. Tagesspiegel reports that Berlin-based software and care startup Voize, V-O-I-Z-E, has raised 50 million euros, scaling its voice documentation tools to help nurses and carers record information more efficiently. Vienna-based re-commerce marketplace Refurbed closed a 50 million euro round to accelerate their European expansion with a particular push into the UK, strengthening and its AI-driven platform for refurbished electronics and other goods. Reflex Aerospace raised also 50 million euros as policymakers are increasingly viewing satellites as Europe's Achilles heel, with the Berlin-based startup now aiming to deliver more agile, responsive spacecraft for defense and secure communication. DelviTech, based in Switzerland, raised $40 million to scale its AI-powered optical inspection platform for the electronics manufacturing industry. The company uses computer vision and machine learning to detect defects in highly complex boards, providing faster and more accurate quality control than traditional systems. Swiss FinTech Future secured 28 million Swiss francs to build a Bitcoin treasury platform that combines multi-sig custody, treasury tooling, and advisory services for institutional clients. Cologne-based Octonomy has raised $20 million in a seed round to build AI digital workforces that automate complex enterprise support and service workflows, with Macquarie Capital, venture capital, leading the round alongside Capnemic, NRW, Nordrhein-Westfalen, Dot Bank, and Tech Vision Fund. The startup's agentic AI platform is designed to process dense technological documentation with claimed 95% answer accuracy. Transcript reports that Berlin-based Captain T-Cell, a Max Delbrück Center spin-out developing next-generation TCR, T-cell therapies for solid tumors, has secured a 20 million euro financing round. The capital here is supposed to push its pipeline toward clinical development in a segment considered particularly challenging, even within cell therapy. Those are the funding rounds. Now, talking about companies that go together. M&A news.
Yes, M&A news. Manager Magazine reports that Northern Data, already under public attention due to leadership ties to individuals close to Donald Trump, has acquired a German cloud company as part of its infrastructure expansion. The acquisition intensifies debate around governance, transparency, and geopolitical influence in Europe's high-performance computing landscape, especially given Northern Data's growing role in AI and crypto infrastructure. AstraZeneca, a large pharma company, has acquired Swiss biotech startup Six Peaks in a deal worth $300 million, adding the company's precision medicine and immunology technology to its global pipeline. FAZ reports that Wolter Kluwers has acquired Berlin-based legal AI startup Libra, strengthening the Dutch information giant's product suite for automated legal research and document analysis. Chris, I would say we call it a day. We have now recorded more than, I think, almost an hour together here, right?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So I want to get ready for my fake tofu turkey. Fake turkey. For tofurkey, whatever.
Enjoy that thing. Don't know how you can do that. But nonetheless, very, very happy to have you on board. And we will be back with the December news published December 18th and later. Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.
Thanks to you all for listening. Bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.